I piss off then. Don't need any more bad luck. Well, that wasn't the greeting she'd been hoping for. It had been a rough few days as the blue beasts had seemingly roved up and down the various valleys. Clumsy as they were damn fast on the open plains, easily outdistancing her efforts. Traveling at night and resting through the thankfully shortening days, she was barely keeping away from them. Now, with the first of the strange hexagons, she had found this little hut, and had hoped for a safe space, maybe a little trade. Instead, she had knocked once and been told to leave immediately. Can't speak much to life as a whole, but I've only brought good luck to my more recent companions. Oh, aye. Recent companions, is it? Well, go bug them. Got a bloody enough to deal with here. Don't need no trespassers wandering in. Talking with the door wasn't exactly stimulating, yet she felt oddly compelled to stay. Something about the whole situation was strangely amusing, a decent end to a long trek through the night. Though it was light out, she still felt safe enough this high up. The distraction and conversation with something besides block letters was entertaining enough to keep at it. To deal with in there? How many people have you got squished into bed with you? Baffled, confused, harumph-esque noise reached her. Definitely other cider. A gruff voice speaking the new dialect they called common. Not her preferred mode of speech, but simple enough. Why this poor soul was out here was anyone's guess, but it was a welcome break. She waited a beat, then decided to ask that very question, rather than let the conversation rest. Well, if you're so busy in that shack, why'd you trek all the way out here? To avoid nuisances like you. But out here, you're the only thing for days. Doesn't that make you, if anything, more attractive to nuisances like me? There was an odd, exasperated brah noise that might have been a curse in a language she didn't know, and might have just been him yelling. Either way, it was clear he didn't enjoy the sentiment. Smirking slightly, she waited a moment as there was a shuffling noise from the other side. Relaxing onto the balls of her feet, she was ready to bound away if he appeared with a weapon. Why are we doing this? She smirked and swirled her shadows through Wur's letter, interweaving the illusions as she was learning to do in their long hike together. Because we have a moment and running is getting boring. Right. Well, that's a point to you. Guess you aren't leaving. Give me a second to find my pants. That was a disconcertingly forthright statement, considering the situation, but she supposed she had goaded him about sleeping with many people. More scuffling about, and he seemed to find what he was looking for. A few moments, and the door creaked open, finding a long, thin metal cylinder pointed at her. Freezing, she stared down the barrel at a burly, older man, of dwarven descent, his skin an ashen gray with shock-white hair. She'd seen muskets before, a favored weapon of the MMM, but her assailant in potentia was a new sight to her. Right. Step inside. Real slow-like. As he backed up carefully to give her space, she was equally careful to keep still until he was far enough back. Really, she was fairly sure she could get out of his range easily by dodging to the side, but she was curious where this was headed. Probably a terrible idea. Well, she should be able to get away easily enough. Besides, he'd be in extremely close quarters. She gave herself fair odds of reaching him before he got a shot off. Surprisingly well maintained, the inside was ordered. A bed on the left, and a small table with a chair to her right. An area that seemed both kitchen and workshop sat to the back. Another musket balanced up, half-polished on a wooden rest. Next to it, a hefty knife. Carefully stepping over, she was motioned towards the bed as he nudged the door shut with a heavily booted foot. Damn stupid look. Walking in this place just screams magic. What? No armor, no weapon, aside from that stupid stick. Says more than enough. Especially traveling alone. Right. Well, no one can see me here. Suppose not. Why are you still here? Pausing a moment, she gave him a curious look, the literal reason being fairly obvious. Had plenty of time to leave. Now you're in here. What do you want? Well, the only place along here, and the first potentially friendly face, that proved to be wrong. Right. Well, I was hoping to stock up on supplies, learn a little about where I am. Right. Wrong place for all of that. Fair enough. Why the rifle still pointed at me? I'm asking questions. Still haven't answered any of mine. Pretty sure I did. Leveling the rifle at her, he frowned sternly. Clearly less than amused. She wasn't entirely sure what she had expected, but it wasn't him. He was patient as well, obviously willing to wait her out. Maybe convey the usual story. All right. I'm a journeyer, seeking to learn about the North. He made the brah noise again, convincing her it was some sort of curse or insult, not a random sound of frustration. Kekin never come up this far. Too smart to just wander through. Well, then I'm a dumb Bossarain. There's a story here, a history, and I want to know what it is. Becoming accepted as a maester requires creativity. I need something no one else in the city has heard. That all it takes to rule your city? No, not rulers. Just, you don't care at all, do you? No. Just don't believe you. Fair. No reason to. But you won't get much better. So, I'll be going then. Nodding slowly towards the door, the figure seemed to accept this and gestured with the barrel. Carefully stepping over, she started to reach for the knob of wood, the heavy bar still set to the side, but a bellow from outside paused her hand. She'd taken a decent glance around, outside the door. There wasn't much cover for a good ways, definitely not close enough to avoid being seen. Reaching out and replacing the bar, she glanced back. Wouldn't be enough to keep one of those things out, but it might slow them. And the gesture should convey the message. Alright, so you know the core then. Fair enough. This is really a place to hide out for the day. How many are after you? Dunno. It was 5, but they called up a small herd before I could slip away. Something distracted them, a fight amongst their kin. Gave me the opportunity to get past the searchers. For the first time, the old man seemed surprised. Glancing at his door, then back at her, he carefully pulled out a spyglass, then settled it on a bracket on the back of his musket, clearly meant for this purpose. Looking to her, then the door, he paused a moment. You saw a challenge? I'm surprised. Then again, they probably thought they'd be feasting on you afterward. Right, no quick moves. Shifting his bulk slowly, he propped open a tiny hatch, peering out towards the plains. Had she not seen him shift the panel, she would have sworn it part of the wall. Pulling his rifle up, he stared out a moment, grunted, lifted the glass off of it, lowering the barrel and handing it to her to view. Recognize that one? Cautiously peering out through the spyglass, keeping an ear focused back at her potential adversary, Glancing through, she noted this piece was decidedly not Bosserine. Another mark against the sky. Probably MMM. Or former MMM. Popping suddenly into focus, she could see the creatures that had chased her only nights before. The midpoint of the group, most roaming free, though a few hauling massive furled tarps and a pole. Nothing familiar, though she hadn't seen much of the event. Scanning down the row, she saw a few smaller forms in the rear, likely young, but hardly noteworthy. Bringing her view forward, she scanned up the rest of the group until her eyes settled on one large form. Definitely the same group, the burly old figure from before, one eye badly gouged and swollen shut. Apparently the elder had kept his position. She hadn't seen the challenger, but the fawning adoration of the two small figures next to him suggesting he certainly hadn't lost. Yeah, same group. Recognize the dead one? Confused at the suggestion, taking her view from the victor, she paused a moment, scanning up the line and seeing only more tarp bearers. These four carrying their burden upright, they seemed oddly weakened, tired, as though bearing a heavier load. Then a fifth, in the center of those four, with a massive brace on his back. This one seemed familiar, perhaps the challenger. That would make some sense. Burden him for his offense. Surprising he wasn't dead. Half his eyes were either swollen shut or gouged out. One of its limbs appeared broken, flopping unnaturally at its side. Dead? Look up. At the front, look up. Frowning, she dropped the glass a second and looked out at the distant specks, noting the strange banner in the front. From this distance, she'd seen it, but hadn't thought much more about it as she scanned the ranks. Checking again through the glass, she could see it was a hastily constructed contraption of wood and tent poles. The challenger's pained, weakened state became clear again, bearing the brunt of what hung above it. Strung out across the four poles, the central mast, was no banner, but rather the corpse of one of their kin, badly bruised and battered. Its head lolling, the two vertical mouths familiar, though it had knotted the strange etched runes the last time she had seen it. Yeah, I see it now. One of the hunters. That one seemed to be the smartest. The four on the poles were the others. The one in the center, that was the challenger. Knew you were a mage. What? You see those symbols carved in? Old, old runes. Language of the angels and gods, or some shit. I think it protects them from the corruption of magic. The what? No idea. It's what they say. Something to do with their history, magic, being bad, warps the soul. They murder any of their tainted brethren, carve those symbols to keep whatever they think it is from spreading. Whatever you did, it was enough to get them to focus elsewhere. Not intentional, but certainly good to know. Good for you. Can't kick you out now. They'll be watching the hut. Hard for them to get up here, but it's taken me too long to get on neutral terms with them. I don't want them thinking I hid you intentionally. Fair enough. Now, you're headed north. Onesvale, I'd assume. Only place worth visiting up here. Then what? Head over the desolate range, relying on random lizard's kindness? Rising carefully, as he waited for a response, the man kept rifle in hand as he moved into his awkward kitchen space. Whispering briefly, he swirled his hand over a small iron lamp-like contraption. Fire flickered into existence. Settling a large pot on it and pouring in thick, brown, gritty pieces of something, He smirked as he leaned against the counter. Well? Eh, close enough. I've been ad-libbing so far. It's worked well. Eh, that's the easy part, making it here. Only problem's dwellers in the hexes. The bastards down south never made it this far north. Well, none that survived. All dead, or lost when the valley was covered in mist. They never cleared the area the way they did down south. No one knows what's up in those hills. And with dead things roving around, oh, it's all gotten worse. Don't think you'll be making it back. Oh, a bet then. Smirking slowly, the man pulled the pot from the magic burner and poured the thick brown brew, almost a mud-like sludge, into a small cup. Sipping slowly, he seemed to weigh her, obviously unimpressed by her appearance. Yet the suggestion of coin on her abilities seemed to get his attention. Waiting, he sipped again, considering. Well, this time she'd wait him out. All right, I bet. Gold left here. 2 if you make it back. Only a gold? A little low. Make it 5 and you have a deal. He considered again, clearly taken aback by the increase. At least that told her money meant something to him. Useful. He traded with someone, considering his reaction to the MMM reference earlier. That meant this ominous town that kept being mentioned. Which meant he knew what she'd find there. 5 it is. Leave 5, and I'll hope you don't make it back to collect. This has been Civilization of a Sort of the Fatal Neutrinos in the Kelmira Saga. It's been a year, a confusing year, and I'm hopefully back, but rather than promise something that will fall through, just keep an eye out for new episodes. I'll try to get one a week. Things have been chaotic. This is Easton, and despite the chaos in all our lives, remember, I'm as much a work of fiction as anything you hear.